Log Talk Radio.
Here on Blog Talk Radio. How you guys all doing today? Hello, everyone. Welcome. If you want to call and get a reading on this show, we do something totally different than the other shows, I think. We actually do readings, okay? No two questions, no one question. We give readings, okay? So please, give us a call at 646-721-9031. If you're also interested in doing private readings, please call me at 719-344-8699. Or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Okay, and we have an August special going on for if you purchase four 90-minute sessions as in a block of time, it's only $150. So we also have our other special. Just call in. All the people in the chat room, if you want to call in, just call in. The show is we do free readings. Okay, I'm just giving out the information in case you want to do a private session with me. Those do cost, okay? But we're giving some specials here. So right now, for $75, you get 75 minutes. For 45 minutes, you get $45. For 25 minutes, you get 25. Okay, so it's 25 for $25, 45 for $45, and $75 for $75. $75 minutes for $75, okay? But on the show, we do nothing but free reading, so call in. Let's see here. I'm thinking. Also, hello, everybody. We got Fleek. Oh, I'm sorry. What is that? I want to say Felicia. Everybody in the chat room, welcome. If you have any questions, yes, we do readings from the chat room, too. Okay, so therefore, whatever you want to do, but we'd rather for you to call in because it makes it a whole lot easier, connections and everything else that goes like that. Okay, I just want to give everybody a heads up and say it's like this. For private readings, you call me at my home number, 719-344-8699, or go to my website and contact me through there because we also do email readings too as well, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And for August, we're having a special where you can purchase four 90-minute sessions for only $150 up front. Okay, those sessions also, if you want to buy one session, they're only $77 this month. So there you go. And plus, it's $75 for 75 minutes and so on down the line. Okay, we also have a 20-minute reading, which is actually a one-card angel reading, which is really good because we take one card and we do a reading about you. Okay, it's fantastic. It takes 20 minutes, but we can actually take one card, one angel card, and do a reading for you. So can you imagine if you sit down and did an angel card reading with us, with the rest of the deck? It's impressive. So check it out. If you're also in the Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs, maybe even the Denver area, give me a call. Love working with people in person. I also do readings in my home. I have a special place where I do readings and that kind of thing too as well. So just want everybody to sit there and understand that. And then when you call into the show tonight, everything is absolutely free. So therefore, you're good. Okay, let's see here. All right. Let's see here. I'm going back to the chat. All right, we got some callers in the queue, so let's get to you. Okay, guys, like I said before, I hope you all understand that kind of thing. I mean, this is my business. This is what I do. This is what I do at home. This is what I do everywhere. If you also want to contact me on Oranum, that's spelled Oranum.com. I also do readings on there, too, where you can actually see me face-to-face. And as soon as we get things squared away, we're actually going to have the radio show go live visual. I'm not sure which way we're going to go with first. Is it Ustream or Blog TV? Blog TV seems like it has a lot of crazy nuts who just like to spite, like just they're bored. So we know we're trying to sit there and figure that one out ourselves. So here we go. Also, what the situation is, we like to warn everybody, when you come on the show, we take our time. We believe in quality, not quantity. Okay? So therefore, when you are hearing a person getting a reading and you're sitting there going, wow, I'm waiting a long time here. Quit being impatient and listen. Everything that crosses your path, everyone and everything is a reflection back at you about yourself and probably the answer to your question. So you best be listening to everything that happens. And this is a prime example for everybody that when you're out in the world and people cross your path, even if it's a cat, it all has some kind of representation of what you're going through at that moment that could be an answer. And when you pay attention, you see it, you hear it, you feel it, and your life changes pretty much in a positive way. Okay? So let's get on with our callers. Let's go to our first caller. That's area code 815. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Okay, I don't hear anything.
Hello?
There we go. I hear you now.
Sorry about that. I was on a mute.
That's okay. We won't get you're not in trouble this time, but don't let it happen no more.
No problem.
So, I'm calling, what's your name?
My name is Felix. I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, you're in the chat room.
Yes, I am.
Sorry, I called you Felicia. Sorry, Felix. I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here trying to. I'm bouncing back and forth to the chat room and taking calls and that stuff and making sure everybody gets their time on the air and that kind of stuff. So just bear with me when we sit here and go through this whole thing. I used to have a co-host who used to do this for me. And I wish she would come back. I wish she would come back right now. She was fantastic. She was typing and stuff. And April was fantastic. And it's kind of amazing that people do miss her. I do too. Anyway, let's get on with your question. So how can we help you?
I just want a prediction of everything that is around me. And, you know, I'm looking for a job or anything that you see. What the spirit is tells you.
Well, you're calling for a call order, aren't you? I say, that is impressive. A person who actually wants to know everything, who's not as scared to ask. See, that's the thing about situations in the world itself is the ideal. Don't be scared to ask for what you want because you might get it. But that's not a scary thing. That's not a scary thing. It just means prepare yourself and say, okay, what do you want? What do you need? What do you desire? You want a job, but I hope you haven't put yourself in the situation of saying, I need a job. Because when you start putting things into saying, I need a job, you're putting yourself in a position to actually take whatever comes across the table. And
something like that. I know what you mean.
I'm missing a freaking word here. And I'm sitting here going, you're just, oh, shoot.
I'll be honest with you, I want to be able to have a job where I actually wanted to develop my coach and my idea into the financial services industry, which is an expertise around that, like a management position in the financial services.
Do it. When you sit and look at the situation, my friend, you have an idea, you have a thought. And when you look in the cards are saying, great idea. So it's just up to you to bring it into fruition and sit there and bring it out and say, hey, you know something? You don't get these thoughts and these premonitions and these visions and stuff for nothing. They're all there for a reason to help you make your life easier. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm sick of people going out there going, I'm working at a restaurant. I'm making money. See what their focus is? I'm making money. But see, what you're looking at is something not just to change your life, but also change other people's life. Do you really think working at a restaurant changes people's life? No, it just makes them fatter.
No.
So you're actually contributing to the world of negativity because all you're doing is putting yourself in an atmosphere where you might actually have a weight problem too. Maybe you don't have one now, but see, you're surrounding yourself with this freaking bullshit. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
you're and you're sitting there looking at this stuff, and you're saying, money, not realizing you just sold your soul to the devil.
What I'm good at it is that I like to coach other people, you know, especially in relationship, class-wise. When they have incoming a problem, I have to be there, like a mentor. I'm having a problem with my son and I, and having, you know, coaching them not to bring in the negativity, but also change that negativity into a positive thinking.
Okay, well, don't be scared to speak your mind. Sometimes I feel like you have a tendency where you don't want to hurt people's feelings, not realizing the hurt that you're causing is actually a realization within them that they already know the truth. They just need someone to tell them.
Yes.
And what your situation is like you want success and focus on success. See, what you got to, what you have to understand in the process of putting yourself in a situation like you are, realistically, you're helping people to change their lives. So you could actually put yourself in the category of spiritual teacher. Actually, money is a spiritual concept. It's a physical manifestation of giving and receiving.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's just a tool.
Yes.
And do you see? Let me ask you a question. Are you a slave? Are you a slave to your hammer?
No.
Then why be a slave to another tool, money?
Okay.
So you just learn something you can pass on to somebody else who actually sits there and looks at the money as in the situation. So you're trying to change their perception. It's like the thing we talked about before. Give a guy a fish, you feed him for the day. You teach him how to fish, you feed him for life.
Right.
Okay, so what you're trying to do is it's not the idea of changing their perceptions about money. You're actually changing the perception about themselves.
Yes, that's correct. That's my idea.
But see, the point is you also have to radiate success within your own life as being a reflection back at them so they'll take you more seriously.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I do. See, people look at me and say, you're mean. No, I'm not mean. You just don't like hearing the truth. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you anything else but the truth because you know why? Because my life reflects the same thing. I stick to my guns and say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is the truth. This is what I know I need to do. I need to follow through with this. And I found out that when you start listening to the very first thing that comes to you, that's guidance. The second thing is your ego talking you in or out of some stupid thing. So when you start listening to your angels and guides, remember, we always have this term said, I'm tired of second-guessing myself. So we all know.
Right.
So all we have to do is stop second-guessing ourselves, test ourselves, and say, you know something? I don't care if it's the weirdest, stupidest plan I've ever heard in my mind. If it's the first thing that comes through, I guarantee if you follow through with it, it'll improve and your life will get better. And your business will get better. Also, what I would do in your situation is I would also start me a focus board or a vision board on business. Goals and objectives. I would take you and your son, take a picture of you and your son, put it right in the middle of the focus board, and then build your business around you too. So you guys are the foundation. How do you like that one, huh?
Yeah, I like it. I like that. I'm also going through a difficult situation in regard to relationship with my kids, mother, and so on. What I mean, do you see any negativity around that area? Psychofield it.
Okay, say it one more time. Just I want to make sure I got the full gravity.
I feel the negativity around my kids' mother interfering with so many things in their head. And I feel that negativity around them. Can you be able to confirm that, you know, that negativity around them? Or?
Yeah, I can. Also, it comes to me very clearly, too, what the solution is here. Is the idea of not interaction isn't a physical thing or saying anything to her through your mouth. It's the idea of doing a vision board for her, too, as well. What you do is you sit down and think about all the negative things that come to you. Write it down on a piece of paper and then burn it. And then go right into making a vision board about the situation of making things more positive between her and you. Don't say work with her because, see, she's already got an agenda and her perceptions is just the way it is. It's the idea of causing chaos because she's not – that's the thing about these things sometimes when we look at the people, we really can't get mad at them. We just have to look at them for what they're going through and the situation of their own fears manifesting in physical form. And these little things that they keep doing, that kind of stuff, not realizing their lives suck because that's what they want.
Well, I think I think the matter of if she will be stuck on that situation, I understand, is because I actually offer her not to go to that path because I had a vision in the future that things is going to be different, ugly. And now that she caught up in this situation, it's very hard for her to let go. I'm trying to give her
She made the decision. She can make another decision to get herself out. It's that easy. It's like we have to make things complicated and say, you know, like the thing of talking to yourself and say, well, I made this bad decision and I got myself in this, so I guess I got to lie in my own bed. Do you realize we can change our bed from day to day? Nice sheets.
Correct.
Nice blankets. Mm-hmm. We change the thing, you know? We change everything in our lives. We change all things. So it's kind of amazing to watch people talk themselves in why they can't. It's just an excuse of what they know they really can do. That's why I say when you start focusing on a vision board for her, it's the idea of focusing. See, the vision boards are for success in situation and stuff like that. It's a focus on success. It was actually a Hollywood actress, and I'm not going to tell you who her name is, but she said every time she's ever done anything with a vision board or a focus board, it's always happened. She said when she was a young child, she actually started one together for her career in Hollywood and that kind of stuff, and she's living it now. So it's the idea of looking at these situations. See, the thing is, when you do a focus board, it's a focus on success. So you're definitely going to, maybe you won't see success in your life quickly, but I guarantee you, your focus is on success by just doing the focus board in the first place.
Ah, okay, okay. That's a good thought. That's a good thing. I never thought about that.
Yeah, but see, also, focus boards are good for one thing. As you start focusing on the thing, you're focusing on being grateful for having it.
Yes.
And so therefore, by focusing on being grateful for having it, you'll be living it.
Right.
I just want to sit there and focus on the situation myself because it's the ideal. I believe very firmly in two. Right now, you'll come to my apartment and you'll find that I have these little pieces of poster board everywhere. And they have affirmations on them that say, my income far exceeds my wants and desires now and always. I now have a comfortable income of $10,000 a month. Thank you. And we have these things all over the place. So all we see is positive thoughts. So all we can really focus on is positive things. Maybe that's why I'm always in a hurry to get home. gotta go.
One thing that I realized on your page is that you carry, you know what you have there on your Blog Talk Radio, you have different cards and you'll be holding different cards of angels. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
I have those cards, and every single time I flip around and I ask the spirit guides to guide me and throw a card, and the card tells me victory. And yes,
your prayers have been answered. They've been heard. They've been answered. So
that is correct.
So let go.
I have the same one that I have in your hand. The same cards I have it here in my house.
All right, so now it's your turn to do a reading for me. I'm just kidding.
it's just a consonance because I postured these cards in Barnes and Noble's 2.5 years ago.
Oh, so you're actually, what you're saying is it's just a confirmation of what you should be doing in the first place because you've been getting the same cards over as signs.
Exactly, and that's what I decided to call you to confirm whether I'm talking in my vision is combined with yours.
Mm-hmm.
Which is obvious.
if you want to sit down with me sometime and do a private session, I got smaller versions or whatever. For some reason, it seems like it's very popular right now. Is everybody wants to do the 4 90-minute sessions for $100 because they want to get 4 sessions right off the bat so they can actually do them anytime they want to, but they have 90 minutes to kill, you know? So I was like, that's what I recommend for everybody anyway because it's great because in a 90-minute session, I can cover readings, cards, meditations, focus boards. I mean, you'd be amazed because I talk pretty fast, and I've tried to be as clear as I can as possible because I want to make you. I want to get your money's worth of the ideal, getting everything I can in that reading. That's why I always tell people, I guarantee if you get a reading with me, it'll be one of the best readings you ever had because I throw everything into it.
What I don't see is your website on the Blog Talk Radio, so I could go ahead and send you a private section with you.
Okay, what you got to do is you just go to www.psychicxjourneyman.com. It's very simple. It's actually in the chat room. It was in the chat room.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, got it. I got it.
Okay, great. And they also
like ex-journeyman.
Take the signs, yeah, because I was that's probably one of the reasons I suggested that too is because I also have this thing I got where they're usually I also with your 90-minute sessions, I also throw in this thing called a manifestation meditation where I can actually teach you how to manifest at will, because people look at me and go, you are the one person I've ever seen in my life who manifests things, even apartments, houses, and everything else. Actually, when I was in Florida, I actually manifested a 4-bedroom house. And people freaked out because when I walked into the situation, I had just moved to Florida. My girlfriend at the time had only been working a job for 2 days. So neither one of us really had an income coming in, but we had the money to pay the rent and the deposit. And I said to her one day, I looked at her and she goes, we're never going to get a place because no one's going to deal with us because we haven't been working long enough. We don't have this and that. I said, shh. I was like, shut up. Just be quiet. Just relax. I said, all we need to do is find somebody who will work with this, take our money, and give us a month to get on our feet. And I know we can do it. Two days later, we were driving down a freaking road. We were looking for – this is kind of funny. We used to look for houses that were haunted. So we could actually do our own little investigation with them by finding houses that were for sale, for rent, or knock on people's houses and just asking, hey, can we go to your house? And we heard about this house on this one street. It was on 25th Street in St. Petersburg. And it was funny, too, because basically the lady who was living in the house was getting decorating tips from the person who used to live there who was dead. And we were kind of fascinated with that whole thing. So we got in a van, and we headed down that way one day. 2 days later, we're heading down this freaking road. I just happened to catch this sign out of the corner of my eye. I caught the color red, and I told her to stop. I think I just seen a for rent sign. And we turned around, and sure enough, it was a for rent sign. It was this 4-bedroom, a bath and a half. To me, if you have a commode, that's 2 baths to me, you know, 2 bathrooms. Especially for a guy who, you know, the girls always got the one bathroom, so you got to go to the bathroom. You got to find some place to go. And I don't like going to bushes. So I was like, you know, we need to get a 4-bedroom, a 2-bathroom house. Well, we went to go to this house. I got the phone number off the whole thing. This place was a big house, too, big property, big, and it was a really great neighborhood, too. Because when I manifest things, this is what I do. I focus on the neighborhood I want, the neighbors I would like, the house, the landlord. Everybody working for me and working with me.
That's what I've been doing for the last 2 days. Imagine that, and it feels so grateful. It feels so good when you actually manifested all those kind of stuff.
Yes, because I was sitting there talking. So what happened was we called the guy up, and then 2 days later the guy goes, okay, let's go see the property. And then for some reason my guides came to me and said, instead of taking $2,300 with you, which would, because the rent was $1,200 or something like that, $1,200 and how was it? It was something around the deposit and stuff. I can't remember, but my guide said, don't bring the $2,300 with you. Just bring $1,850. Right. And every time I get those guides, every time I get those things, I always follow them. So I get there, we look at the house and stuff like that, and the guy, she looks at me, and she goes, you think we got the house? I said, all of a sudden, I sit there and I'm talking to the guy, and he seemed like he's very interested in letting us have the house, right? All of a sudden, he walks out to the front yard, takes a for rent sign, throws it in the garage. And then she looks at me and she goes, what do you think that means? I said, nobody takes a for rent sign and throws it in the garage if they have no intentions of giving the house.
Wow.
So we walk in and talking. And what's so bad about the whole situation is, if you want to look at a bad situation, was the guy was Ukrainian. He didn't speak English. We had to talk to his son.
And so we're talking
stuff, and I'm walking around going, this place is nasty. It needs to be cleaned and that kind of stuff. I think you should knock some money off the rent. See, when I start doing things like that, it works against me because, see, I'm pushing an issue. So the guy looks at me. This is a Ukrainian guy. The Ukrainian guy looks at me and goes, you just take some paper and throw all the stuff. So I was like, okay, we're not going to get anywhere with him. So I was talking to his son. I said, you know something? My stepdaughter doesn't like. I said, she doesn't like this bedroom. She doesn't like pink. So we're gonna paint that. We're gonna paint the bedroom. I'm gonna paint the outside. I'm gonna redo the fixtures and stuff like that because the lighting and electricity needs to be worked on and that kind of stuff. And then the girlfriend's parent, she sits there and said, we want to replace the stones in the bathroom, in the kitchen and stuff. She wants to redo that. All of a sudden, the guy looks at the other guy and they start talking, right? And I was like, what's he going? So the guy, so we paid him the rent and we signed the lease. And I told him I would pay him the rest of the money, which was like $300. We pay him like $100 a month. Well, all of a sudden, he came back in. He said, his son said, My dad just said, if you're going to do all the work to the house, then you don't owe him $300. You guys are even. You're good. And that's why I only took $1,850 with me. My guys knew what was going to happen, and I should have just sit there and went along with the flow because it probably would have happened quicker. And it did. So we listened.
Wow.
We took a step back, and the whole thing fell into place. Now, so you have all these things that happen. It's like this apartment here. I mean, I lived in this place for almost two weeks before I paid anything, and I signed the lease when I moved in. So, you know, when you sit and look at the situations, the people, cooperation is one of the things you should put on your list.
Okay.
So what you do is you pay for a session, and then just after the show, give me a call on that phone number, and then we'll sit down and schedule it for you. And if you want to do it after the show, you're more welcome to do it after the show, too.
Okay. The session is, I think, at what, 135 for a two-hour section?
Okay. What do you want to do?
I'm going to wait until you get off from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take it from there, because I do have the website here.
Okay, but what I was saying before, at the beginning of the show, those sessions, those 90-minute sessions, they're only $77 now. So what you do is you just go to the donation button and push that. It's the easiest way to do it. That's why I'm asking, what are you looking at? Because if you're looking at the $135, that's for everybody else who just comes on the website. But if you're calling into the show, you get the break. You get the $77.
Okay.
There you go. All right. And then we can talk after. So just go pay for it, and we'll talk after the show. And if you want to do the whole thing then, we can do it right then.
Okay. Sounds
right.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, say your name again. It's Felix, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Look for my name.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Talk to you after the show, and thank you for calling, and I really appreciate it. You have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. All right, let's go on to our next caller, and we're going to area code 843. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
That's a good question. I think we should talk about you. No, I'm just kidding. What's your name?
My name is Pooja.
Your name is what? Say it again.
Pooja?
Pooja?
Pooja.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how can we help you tonight? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
All right. Shoot it out there. What's happening?
I would love any message about what's coming up for me. I've been waiting on a lot of shifting, and so I'm hoping that it's right about time, and
yeah,
that's good stuff coming up, and then nothing, you know, gets in the way or anything like that. I'm hoping it's just smooth sailing from here for a little while at least.
I want you to do me a favor. I want you to relax. I want you to take three deep breaths right now.
Okay.
I want you to forget. I want you to forget about one thing. The word, this phrase for now. I want you to sort of change. I want you to change that to the now. And I want you to sit here and say to yourself, everything that I desire comes to me easily and effortlessly.
Okay.
I'm serious. Easily and effortlessly. When you start changing your perception, even in the second that you're doing this right now, you're changing the outcome of everything that's going on and the situation of that one. Everything's going good for right now. You don't want that for right now. You want it. Realistically, what we really want in life is we want everything to continue to go flowishly in a nice direction where everything's in a positive way, where things are constant going the way we want to. Now, I'm not saying you're never going to have any more infractions, but I guarantee if you keep focusing on positive thoughts and positive outcomes, you're also going to see the solutions to get around these obstacles. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to change everything. You want a message? A message comes out of my mouth every time I open it up. So,
all right, well, then. Yeah.
That's why I always tell people, when you're on the show and you see a person is getting, you say, well, that person is getting a reading for 40 minutes. No, it's a 40-minute message. This came from spirit to you guys, whoever's listening at this moment. It actually should resonate with you in some ways. The reason I know that, because one night we were doing readings in the chat room, and the first four people that I shuffled the cards for got the exact same card. Okay? And the card reflected each and every one of them and exactly what they were going on. Because I remember the card. It was called Career Transition. And it was saying a positive transition is happening in their lives. And the one lady was sitting there going, well, I haven't gotten a transition, but I do want a new job. See, people don't realize just the thinking and conceiving a thought that you want to change your career, is a change, because your perception just changed at that moment that you know that's the best course of action where you need to go. Okay, so you look at your situation, look at everything's going on, right? If everything's going good, then your job is to focus on visions to keep that going on. See, the one thing I've seen people do with that with manifestations, they'll manifest something, but for some reason, when they get a manifestation, they think they only deserve so much, so they don't ask for anything else. Not realizing you can actually ask for a continuous flow. Because I mean, I have an affirmation in my book that says, "I am so happy and grateful. Thank you, God and angels, for the unlimited flow of money, readings, clients, opportunities, abundance, prosperity, love." See, I'm always looking for unlimited sources of this coming to me, because you know why? Because that's what it is. So look at the situation of your soul, your spirit, your pure energy, and it's been proven by science that energy can't be destroyed. It just becomes something else. So therefore we also have the proof of reincarnation. Reincarnating itself. Energy keeps reincarnating itself to learn more about itself. So when you sit here and start focusing on positive affirmations, all you're doing is finding out how powerful you are and exactly what you can create, which is almost infinite. Okay? So you can have, and also get a really strong energy with you about relationships.
Like good, bad?
No. When I get energy, it's the ideal, focusing on what we're talking about now, is the ideal changing the outcome of everything in your life. See, everybody focuses on manifestation. They can manifest the careers, the cars, the houses. But when it comes to relationships, they for some reason think they have to change their game plan, when realistically they don't. It's the same thing. I have a focus board for a relationship, as much as I would have a focus board for my career. I do the same thing. I focus on success, prosperity, abundance. I focus on obtaining my goals, my wants, needs, and desires. When you start focusing, because even the Bible says focus on the kingdom of God, which is a positive thing. If you focus on the negative, you get negative. If you focus on the positive, you get positive. Now, people sit there and go, well, I'm tired of hearing these stupid scientists who sit, or people come in the room and say, hey, you know, we have to have these negative things to learn from. Yeah, but what do you think the situation like this? If you constantly thought about positive things and only positive things happen, when things did come out of the ordinary, you would always find a positive solution around it, wouldn't you? Because you're positive thinking. And all of a sudden, it becomes an automatic, too. Just like your negative thinking has a tendency to be automatic, you can change that, too, as well. That's the ideal. Every time you have a negative thought, turn it into a positive affirmation. What you're going to find yourself doing is, after you do that for a while, you will always be instinctively always looking for a positive solution. You'll always be looking for the resolution. And guess what? You stopped focusing on the problem. Because people focus too much on the damn problem, not realizing if you keep focusing on the problem, all you keep doing is creating situations to keep the problem still alive. But when you start focusing on the solution, your attention changes to success. And don't be surprised if the situation takes care of itself because you're no longer focusing on it and the point of actually keeping it alive. Your focus is in a different way, so therefore what it's going to do is going to bring your successes to life, and the problems are going to die because they're not getting any energy or any attention. Seriously. I can pull a couple cards for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the ideal. People will sit there thinking, going, that's kind of hard. Well, maybe you should get rid of that thought. It's easy. Like I just told you, money comes to me easily and frequently. If there's somebody in your life that you feel like is the one, then you sit there and say, you use that person. So-and-so comes to me easily and effortlessly. Now we have a fantastic relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You'll be amazed with simple affirmations. Actually, I think sometimes less is more. The less that you say, the more you get. The more results you get, the more reaction, the more attention. Plus, one thing you have to understand, too, this is one thing that drives me nuts with people in the idea of going after jobs. They want to act nice and pretty and everything else. Are you really nice and pretty? Are you a pain in the ass? Or, what? You know, the idea of the situation is I have seen people go into job interviews who basically told the interviewer flat out, I really, what I'm actually looking for is self-employment and working and doing something on my own and creating my own projects and that kind of stuff. And then walk out of the interview with a job of a new division that a guy was going to start. And if she wouldn't have spoke her mind when she did, that conversation would never happen. But see, she followed her guidance and she followed her instincts, what she should do. She was talking herself out of a job. At the same time, she was talking herself into a fantastic career because she spoke her mind. She was being herself. We don't realize that by being ourselves, we're going to obtain a whole lot more than being phony. Because being phony is going to get you something temporarily. And we're all looking for permanent situations. We're looking for careers. We're looking for a divine life purpose. We're looking for all these things. But we don't realize if we're not being ourselves, we can't attract it. A like attracts like. So if you want to be your life purpose and you want to be your career and you have something in mind that you want to be, that you just love to do, if you can turn it into a business, don't be surprised what you attract in a very positive way by being yourself and being honest about what you really want to do with your life. Did we just lose her?
Hello? I'm listening.
Oh, we didn't lose you. Someone just left. You just moved up the ranks. That's all. Sorry. No, I was sitting here looking at the numbers have a tendency to change a lot. People come in and come out. And I always say those are the people that miss out on the message because they just jump out so quickly. Or maybe they got the answer to the question and they're gone. It's all looking at things in a positive way. Okay? So we don't sit here and blame ourselves and say, well, maybe I was talking too long. No. We sit here and say we have a job, we have a show, and we have an opportunity and a responsibility to give people the full message, which is you. So if someone wants to jump out of the room because they don't want to hear it, all they're doing is fooling themselves. Because I guarantee you, everything that comes across this radio show always reflects somebody in some kind of way. If they listen, they're going to find the answers and they're going to change their life in a very positive way. So with the situation with you, it's the ideal. It's not the ideal. Can I get this person or is this thing or this situation? It's the ideal that when you start asking your questions and saying, okay, does this guy love me? I think every time I've ever had a situation like that, the woman was always doubting herself. So there was a lack of love within herself, a lack of appreciation, and a lack of self-confidence. And as soon as she got that confidence back, she really didn't care if that guy liked her or not. She just wanted to pursue a relationship, see what happens. And she wasn't scared to take those steps or that leap of faith. So you see the difference in the idea of taking charge of your life and taking back your power and realize how powerful you are? Because more
I don't really have a relationship question. That's thing. It's not.
Yes, but do you have a relationship?
Well, I don't have a relationship or anything. There's something that I'm really focused on is a move, and I'm hoping it comes through. And it's a stressful piece of the puzzle for my family and I right now.
Can something why is it so stressful? Because of the situations and decisions you're making?
It's stressful because
go ahead and say it.
If it doesn't sell in the next 2 months, then we're going to lose everything. And my dad is actually very sick. Her brother is actually very young. And
okay, take this back. Okay, I got it. But what I want you to do right now, I want you to sit there and focus on the objective, success. And I know your father's in his way, your brother's young, but those have nothing to do with the situation. And if you if you keep them in the situation, they're going to work against you.
Well, I know, but I mean, I feel like things are going to work out fine. I would just like some kind of spirit confirmation is what it is. And that's the only thing that I'm looking for. I've been very patient with it, and I've done the visualization, and I've been moving forward. But, you know, there's only so much that you can take when you're carrying the load of a lot of people. So it's family, and they're around, and it's hard to separate. And so I try the best I can, but it just is. I mean, you can only do as much as you can.
Okay, that's what I'm saying to you. You're sitting there going, doing the visualizations and stuff like that. But what have you done for yourself?
I know, but this is the biggest thing on our thing right now. So,
success has to do with you. Not these external things. It's internal of the success you're looking for. You're looking for a message from spirit. You're getting it. But you're so determined that you got to do it the worldly way, you're going down the road of failure. I'm trying to sit here and say you need to take a different direction on this whole thing because you need to separate yourself from the situations of this pain and all this kind of stuff, because then you'll sit here and notice the ideal of the situation. You're being pulled into these other situations of what they've created in their lives, and you're trying to create something different, but you're using them as examples, and you're trying to be successful, because I get a very strong feeling with this situation and everything else It's the ideal of saying, will it sell, to the point where you have to focus on the ideal. Will it? See, for example, your visualizations. What are your visualizations you're talking about?
I mean, I visualize it as sold. And the thing is, I'm the only one who, and I know, because I know things are coming in. I know I can feel it shifting. But in the process, there's a lot of stress. And so I'm very empathetic is the problem. Very empathetic, no matter what, no matter where I go. And with family, it's even worse. So,
I understand that too. But you're also talking to a guy who's very empathic too, finding his strength in it. Not the weaknesses, not the ideal, saying you don't have to take on anybody's emotions and stuff like that. So you have this really strong, you have this powerful, you're a very loving person, so you think you have to feel everybody. You don't. That's the misconception. You don't have to feel everybody. You're not responsible to carry the load for all these people of what their lives. It's their responsibility. Even your young son, I feel like your younger brother was actually a son in the past life. Sorry. That came out pretty quick. But I'm sitting here looking at the situation of you need to take this false sense of responsibility, this coat off. And so these visualizations that you put out there, which you need to change the visualization just a little bit by changing it to seeing a person walking, just one person. See, the perception here is realtors are sucky. They'll sit here and say they always work with numbers. We have to have a number of people to walk through your house before it'll sell. When the truth is not, it's the opposite. It's the idea of focusing on the one, because only one person's going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you focus on one person coming.
I've done that before, and so I'm just wondering if it's just like a waiting game right now. And that's what, I mean, I feel like it's close. I'm like, the numbers are there. I'm seeing all the numbers. I'm seeing like confirmation. There are certain things that I use as confirmation.
Okay.
I would just love to know what they're saying about it other than that. Like,
because I know
the process. It's just some, mm-hmm. Like, do they feel that it's shifting soon? It's the only thing I want to know. Like,
okay. The vision that comes to me very clearly is you haven't let it go. Because you feel like if you let go of it, it might not happen. So you got to have control of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you start living your life again and forget all about it, I get the impression it's a done deal. I just went through this not too long ago. I was living in a hotel, and right on the day the rent was due for that room, I had zero money in my account. But I was also visualizing and hanging on to it and visualizing it. See, I wasn't letting go of it. But it was kind of amazing. As soon as I let go of it and went to the gym, in less than two hours, I had the money plus $25 extra, and I made $200 in 2 hours. Because I just, my guides came to me and said, what would you do? What would you be doing right at this moment? And I said, well, I'd probably be going to the gym. Then go to the gym. Okay, my fear was if I left the hotel, I'd come back with my stuff out in the street. It's an illusion. What they were trying to do is to get me to go out there and realize the people I was actually dealing with were actually a little bit nicer than when I moved in. It was just their face, because they've been in situations so long that they have a tendency to be on their guard when it comes to certain people. Okay? All of a sudden, you know, I came back in later that day, and she's like, well... And she was so happy. I gave her the freaking money, and she was happy. But it wasn't until I actually let go of it and went to the gym and went back to living my life and not focusing on it 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep getting with you, because I actually got the card. It said it was talking about happy family life. It was a green card.
Very good. Yeah. I feel it shifting. I think the hardest part is being around just everything constantly is the hardest part.
And you need to sit there and shield yourself from the situation, the things you don't, that you, you're like, it's an over, for some day I keep missing just the little words that don't make sense. It's just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize in the process of being overwhelmed, your empathic abilities are also there for, to help you also protect yourself when you don't want to deal with it. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're empathic, you also have to be empathy to yourself as well. And the idea of realizing that some light workers have this problem too, not realizing I'm helping the world. Yes, but you live here too.
Mm-hmm.
So when you help, you help the world. If you're not helping yourself, okay? That's what they're saying. You need to let go of it. you have to stop the whole thing. Everything is around you is a reality, and the idea of working on yourself doesn't take away from those things. The idea of actually focusing on yourself for a change actually brings back light to the situation because you are the light. But see, you've been working with it so long of thinking it's out there, you've kind of dimmed your own light, not realizing you're the ones lighting the path. But lighting the path means you can do it nicely. You know, you're just carrying a torch. You don't have to carry everybody else on your shoulders and arms. That's their job, to sit there and live their lives, to confront their challenges. And then also to look at the situation and realizing their lives of what they've created. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, what you're going through. Something in your life has brought you in a certain situation and brought on those things in your life. Nobody else. So it's the same thing with you, too. You're looking for a message from spirit. But actually, in the process of me trying to say something to you, you're sitting there saying, I already have a plan. I just need for you to confirm that. Well, I can't confirm that for you because you have a
plan. I feel shifting. It's just a little bit of confirmation that made me feel better.
I understand that. That's what I'm telling you. The shifting could be a constant already shifted by letting it go. The letting go is the most important thing. Detaching yourself from the situation is the most important thing. Okay, you put your intentions out there, but you think you have to control everything from your intentions until the outcome, not realizing you're not allowing the universe, God and the angels, to do their job because you think you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, you gave us the visualization, you gave us your intentions, now let us do our job and stand out of your own way and sit there and be in the anticipation of the outcome that you know is going to happen and let go of it. Because in the process of hanging on to it, you're still thinking there's a little bit of controlling thing you have to do here. I mean, you look at the card saying you have greater inner strength. Okay, but you have this harsh judgment on yourself that you're not doing enough. So it says forgive and have compassion for yourself and let go of the situation. And you're going to see some things happen very quickly. Okay, the transition, you're right, you're feeling the transition going on. But see, the reason you're feeling the transition is because you're in the middle of it. You take yourself out of the situation, detach from it, you're going to see it unfold very quickly. And I get the idea that we're talking. The reason I brought up relationships, too, is because relationships are something you're going to be dealing with in 2 months anyway.
In a few months? Okay.
2 months, and then we're talking, I keep getting 4 weeks on the transitions you're talking about and the idea of the house being sold. So I'm just saying to you, see somebody buying the house, see a person walking up to you and say, I take it, thank you. And it's done, over with. I did the same technique with my friend.
That's how I feel. Like, I feel like that's what's about to happen. But there's this awful, I don't know, and I know it's because I'm empathetic. I can't turn it off. Like, I don't know how to turn it off right now.
What you do is you surround yourself with a nice big pink bubble of energy, which will protect you from negative thoughts and energy, but it will allow people who are very loving and who actually have your best interests at heart to come through.
Okay,
so you do that, you'll be good. But you're also I did this technique with a friend of mine. She called me up and she said, how come my house hasn't sold? I got to sell this house. And then she said, my realtor says I have to reduce the price. I said, no, you don't. I said, sell the house for what you want. See one person coming to you and giving you the money for the house, saying, I take it, it's mine. And you sit there and look at him and say, thank you, I'm free. And then feel the visualization of a great weight being lifted off your shoulders, and then you'll probably see everything else start falling into place very quickly.
Okay.
But she sold her house in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have to sit. I'm just saying, you have to take the world out of the equation because the world works against you. Her biggest thing was she was listening to a realtor who was doing it in a worldly way of saying statistics and numbers when it's a spiritual concept of what I want.
Yeah, we had that too, so we got over that bridge really quickly. I think the greatest thing is that when there's a time limit, that's kind of scaring everybody, you know?
Just saying, time limits, anything is worldly. They create stress. When you get rid of these situations, the stress goes away because then you start realizing one thing, the stress you're feeling is self-inflicted.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just look at the truth, okay?
Yeah.
Ask yourself, if you stopped with your empathic abilities and you stopped feeling everything around you
mm-hmm.
and start focusing on, like, you got your stomach's in knots, and
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're tense, you have muscle spasms and certain things like that. When you start letting go of the stress, you realize it's just that negative energy going through you, and once you let go of it, the whole thing, then certain things start not happening anymore. You feel more calm and relaxed and that kind of stuff, and you look at the situation realistically and say, you know, it's one of those things, I'm just saying, it's like, I'm going to manifest this, and I'm going to get everything I want. Why? Because I can, and I will. So be it, so it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then let it go, because the thing is, people don't realize with manifestation, it's like the same thing of ordering things from catalogs. You don't order things 5 and 6 or 7 times from a catalog. You just put it out there. Your intentions is so strong, it shows up in a couple of days. And even now we have the option when we want to have it, either 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 days, 4 days. It's the same thing with manifestation. What do you want? I want it now. So it's the idea of looking at the situation and putting it in the now, saying, my house, thank you, God and angels, for my house selling today.
Mm-hmm.
And just change the whole thing. I mean, if you want to go to a simple affirmation, because what I do is we do a visualization, we put it out there, we let it go, and then we use the affirmations to keep us on track, keep our focus on being happy and content. So therefore, realistically, with the situations, if they're really supposed to be a part of our lives in any kind of sense of the word, then those situations get better. If it's not supposed to be a part of our lives, then things fall into place where they are taken out of the situation. Like you're trying to sell the house, and you feel like it's in the best interest of doing that. But it's also the idea of stepping back and letting God and the angels have this situation where it's all played out in a nice divinely manner. So it works out good for everybody concerned.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, with the situation you're going through right now, it's going to help you even more to deal with, when this relationship comes along, to actually focus on being successful, not thinking about the next one. Okay?
Okay, so thinking about this relationship being successful and not thinking about the next person? Is that what
exactly.
You said? Exactly,
yeah, because I've talked to a lot of clients lately, and they talk about, well, if this doesn't work out, then I'll just, you know, there's always the next one. I said, do you realize you just doomed the one you're going to be getting into? Why even try it?
Yeah,
so what you do is you have to understand the idea of attraction. We always talk about attraction. It's kind of amazing. We always say the law of attraction, but then here we are pursuing. Isn't that like a contradiction? To pursue, pursue, pursue. At the same time, we say the law of attraction doesn't work. No, because you're too busy chasing after things. How can you? Mm-hmm. You have to give it time to actually work for you. It's the idea of having faith and also knowing and stepping back and allow these things to happen. There's prayers and all kinds of stuff you can use. And the idea of asking God just to help you say, you know something? This is killing me. So could you just help me to release it in faith and trust, knowing that it will be divinely worked out in the best interest of everyone concerned?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just let go of it and just live your life. People are gonna see, the one thing people are scared of doing is living their lives because they're scared what people are going to think of them. Well, you got all this stuff going on. What are you doing? Well, in the process of living your life, those situations are probably going to work out themselves quicker because you're not – see, because we always say, you know, ask and then send it to the universe and then go to focusing on the outcome that you want to happen. See, the outcome you want to happen is not selling the house. The outcome you want to have is what happened – is the aftermath of after the house has been sold and how things are supposed to change in a very positive way. Like most people focus on getting a relationship, but really their objective is to have a long-term relationship and marriage. So they should be focusing on seeing themselves. If you really want to get married, don't get caught up in the world. The world is starting to go, well, you got to do this, 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 and this to get a good relationship. Bullshit. All you got to do is put your intentions out there, know what you want, need, desire, set your goal for what you want, and attract one person.
Mm-hmm.
And be happy for the rest of your life. But you also have to be happy with yourself, too, as well. So what you're doing is, by being happy and being the best you can be, you also attract another person who does the same thing. So therefore, you'll have a fantastic relationship together and create something special. Not wing it and go, I hope I hit the horseshoe. Most people who are really good at horseshoes have an intention who always win. Success.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to sit down. You just have to hit the bullseye. It's easy to hit the bullseye as long as you know who you are. So you look at the situation, look at the things you've created in the past that were very successful. At those moments in your life, you knew you were very comfortable with who you are, and you created these very fantastic situations. So you can also use those to create more and to realize that those moments, who you was, it was just an idea of taking a deep breath and going, you know, I am who I am at this moment. And all of a sudden, all these things happen for you. Walking into a job interview that you know beyond the shadow of a doubt you got, and walking out with that job. It's the idea of taking faith one step further and say, I know. And just be comfortable with that. I've heard people say things like they'll do their visualizations and stuff, and they go, I don't care if this happens or not, because I know beyond the shadow of a doubt it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to marry this person, and we're going to have a family. And then you find out a month later, they're together, they're married, and they're waiting for their first child.
Mm-hmm.
It's intention. Intention is very important with these situations, but as much as detaching. You never attach yourself to a situation, because what you do is you smother it so where it can't unfold it naturally. So the one thing I got with you was the ideal, let go of the control issues,
mm-hmm.
and let it unfold naturally, because it will.
Okay.
It's like looking at your life and the things that you never thought you were going to get through. You can look
mm-hmm.
back on those. When you look back on those, you realize one thing. You did get through.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And this is another situation just like that one. But this one's going to be one of those things that opens up about 3 or 4 doors for you, okay?
This relationship? Or this situation?
Yeah. I say, watch out. You might get exactly what you want. So therefore, prepare yourself so you won't sit here and go, you know something? I got this relationship, but I'm not really sure if I'm ready for it. Step back and look at yourself and say, you know something? My intentions manifested this. So therefore, I am. It's just for me to understand that I sit there and told myself that I was going to create something a whole lot different. And I was going to be successful this time. So how can you take an unsuccessful relationship and use it as an example to be successful in the next one you're in? It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea of taking these things for verbatim. Of actually a technique I call it is called wiping the slate clean and pretending this is the first time you've ever gone out with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And basically don't judge them. Take them for who they are. And realize that if anybody does anything to you, they're not doing anything to you. They're just presenting
mm-hmm.
themselves to you who they really are.
Okay.
So you have to take a look at the situation. The best way to look at relationships is to realize that person across from you is an answer. And it's also a reflection back at you about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. It's always a reflection back at you about yourself. If you can learn from those things, you start getting rid of blocks, and you start getting closer to your goals, and things start falling into place quicker. When you refuse to learn from these things, you're always running away from the truth. So the message has been delivered.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Please give us a call. I'd love to sit down sometime and do a nice session with you, even if it's only a 30-minute meditation. I call these manifestation meditations, or you can actually get those for like 30 minutes, and they're really cool. And we actually sit down with people and help them get rid of, it's a subconscious. Subconsciously, we have a tendency to work against ourselves, even when we're consciously focusing on things in a positive way. That subconscious has to be taken away. I've actually worked with clients who only had one negative thought that was working against them for 20 years. And once you got rid of that thought, everything started changing for the better, more positive, more success. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go on to our next caller. That's good. We love this thing. Don't you guys know? If you have any questions about anything that's been said or anything's going on, please just call in and ask. Or if you want to, go back in the archives and get the information again. Okay? No big deal. No thing. We want you to get the information. We want you to utilize it. We want you to change your life. We want to see things change positively in your life and the ideal living your dreams. Okay? Don't sit there and be jealous of anybody out there who's living their dreams, because what it's saying to you is you're not. And you've made a decision not to, because you're being jealous of everybody else. Your perception is out there as a solution, not realizing you're running away from you, which is inside of you, of wanting to come out to be that very, very, very fantastic you. So do that. All right, if you want to give a call in here, please give us a call at 646-721-9031. That's now 6:59 p.m. Mountain Time here in Manitou Springs. And if you want to sit there and give us a call, please do so. If you're here in the Colorado area, and you'd like to sit down and do a reading with me, please do so. Just give me a call at 719-344-8640. 1-800-273-8599 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We'll be putting that in the chat room too as quick. And right now we have an August special going on where if you purchase four 90-minute sessions as a block of time, they're only $150 and you can use them anytime you want. All right, and if you just like to do a simple reading or just to do a one 90-minute session, they're also on special too for $77. They're usually $135, but this month they're only $77. So therefore you go. If you want to do a smaller version of that, we have this, you can do a 75 or 45 or 25-minute reading at $1 a minute. So it's $75 for 75 minutes, $45 for 45 minutes, and $25 for 25 minutes. And we have all kinds of variations and parties and that kind of stuff. So just give us a call for the details. We'll be glad to give it to you, okay? That number again is 719-344-8699. Or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Alrighty? And if you want to give a call, please do so. 646-721-9031. I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. This is my show called Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link. We're doing free readings today. We're also talking about relationships and going into details about the situations and what's going on in careers, jobs, whatever it is. So whatever question you got going on, please call in. And plus, we have a tendency to do full readings. We're different than the rest of the shows. We do full readings. And one reason we do that is because we want to give you a chance to look at the whole experience. I don't think answering two questions really gives you the full details of exactly what we can do, okay? We want to sit there and we want you to see the whole thing, okay? So if you want to do a private reading with me, you have the information, do it. Let's go on to our next caller, which is actually area code 954. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
My name is Jay. I'm calling from Florida.
James from Florida. How you doing, James?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Have we talked before?
Yes, we have. Yes.
The reason I asked the question is because I like to hear people hear, oh, a repeat caller. Yeah, we get them all the time. but James, well, how can we help you today? Haven't we helped you enough?
that's funny. That's great. Yes, you have. That's why I'm calling back again.
There you go.
I was just looking for some confirmation. I think I have the answer, but I would just love some confirmation. It's in regards to me pursuing a particular dream that I have. With it comes fears, and I'm doing my best to work through them. But I'm wondering if the angels or my guides or whatever you pick up intuitively could confirm what the next step for me would be.
Actually, when I look at the situation, they're talking about things that you're trying to work through that you might actually be able to get around.
Okay.
So it's the idea of stepping back and saying, am I making an unwise choice where I'm stuck in this worldly way of thinking that I have to go through challenges? Because I've seen a lot of people come on the show, and I've actually, with some of the companies I work for, I'll come on there and sit there and say, hey, you know something? We have to go through negative things to learn how good the good is. Okay, but once we're in the good, don't we know how good the good is and we want to keep doing that? So, you know, the situation, we can't change our complete thinking on everything. Plus, we still have to contend with the ego and the human self. It's just the idea of having balance between the two. We have a spirit and we have a body. We have a way of spiritual thinking and we have an ego. What we got to do is work at these situations and balance them out, which means the ego motivates you to do the right thing, as in the spiritual decision you just made. And then the body itself is also the ideal saying the spirit has made a choice. So now it's time for us to transport ourselves to the situations, the opportunities, and put ourselves in the right position, okay? That's a lot of people do that. They're going, I'm manifesting something that's not happening. But you're not listening to your guidance. It tells you where you should be at to receive, okay? There's a little bit of movement and that kind of stuff. Or even the ideal that people are out there physically trying to find it, not listening to their guides either, when you should be staying at home. Like, for example, that one lady I was tell people about where she said that she was looking for the one. And I kind of got it. I wasn't listening to my guides that day either because I was telling her, I said, you need to get out and you need to socialize. And she said, well, my guide said, I should stay. I should sit still and be still and it will come to me. And then she married her mailman. Okay.
Wow.
So, I'm thinking too on a little bit there. This is like 2-3 years ago. Okay, I've learned a lot since then. but I was sitting there thinking about it because every situation that happens to me, I can learn from it if I step back and look at it, okay? And say, this is a certainty or this is a situation. When I found, it's like when you hear information about a certain person who does a certain thing, it changes your perception too. When you look at the thing and go, okay, was I actually listening to my guys or did I listen to them and then throw in a little worldly information? Because most people think, hey, you know, you got to be active and be out there. Well, she was being active, but in her own way, with her own individuality, her guides were speaking to her saying, it's an individual thing, and you need to do what you know. You need to listen to yourself and what you should do. And it's the same thing with everybody. You know, we're all sitting there going, well, they say we have to go through challenges, and we always have to pay our dues. These are worldly concepts of making people feel comfortable with their decisions they've made, which usually means they made the wrong decisions, but they have to sit and justify it by saying, this is what you got to do in the world. Not realizing even the Bible, it says, you're in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. That means you're right here, but you don't have to go by their guidelines, because if you do, you're basically setting yourself up for failure. And the truth is, right, look at the ideal divorce rate. We go to these freaking worldly counselors and relationship counselors and say, well, you two are both selfish. Well, realistically, if you look at the situation, what is she basing that on? If two people are just the ideal of focusing on what they want, need, and desire, it's the ideal of helping them not change those things because they might be selfish. It's to realize those are the things they want, need, desire. So how can we bring these two people together to understand that maybe the wants and need desires maybe not be the same on all levels, but there's still a win-win situation here, and walking away in divorce is not a win-win situation. That's running away from the situation. That's running away from your fears. That's running away from each other. And in the process of running away from each other, you're not learning from the reflections. You're reflecting back at each other, so you're basically running away from yourselves. So what are you going to do? You're going to find yourself in the mirror going, what the hell just happened? And you still have to wait. So if anybody has to go to counseling for 20 years or have to have a counselor on the freaking couch for the next 10 years, you're being raked over the coals for money, my dear. It was for $50 an hour. You know, don't you think they should solve that sucker in an hour? Or at least three sessions. And the reason I say that, because I used to have a partner, we had a shop. And she said, everybody who walks out here crying. It's because we take our gifts and we find the core of the situation and we help them to release it. Not to sit there and take a hammer and a little chisel and chisel at it about every 3 days until it finally gets away. No, we can actually, people don't realize how powerful we are, how much the body wants to heal itself. And once you tap into those abilities and those skills of exactly what you can do for yourself, I'll tell you anything, one thing too, you won't need any spells. You won't need no external. See, that's what I'm saying. There's certain things I don't like when it comes to external, okay, when it's external to the point where you have to manipulate something. It's the idea of realizing that if something's not happening in your life right now the way you want it to and falling in the place the way you want it to, because it has something to do within you. Something you need to discover about you. Once you go within yourself and start thinking about these things, about what am I avoiding, you know, okay, I want a girlfriend, so I got to go get me a spell to do that. That is showing me that you have a lack of respect for yourself, a lack of belief in yourself, because you feel like you got to do something else to do it. You're not using your God-given powers and to realize how powerful you are. So you look at the situation you're in right now, and you're sitting there going, I have the power, and I created this. And you also have the power to make a positive outcome and create a different situation, perceive it, what's the word? I keep missing these little words. you project yourself into a different direction. You go from a different – you look at the situation where you're going now. Okay, this is difficult. If it's difficult in what you're doing right now, I guarantee you there's another way to proceed. Just sit there and look. I mean, I did this myself. This is the simplest affirmation I've ever done in my life. There's got to be an easier way. And every time I've ever done that, for example, I was sitting here one night. I had this one girlfriend, and we drove her daughter to camp. On the way back from camp, we had a flat tire, and we didn't have a spare. It was Sunday afternoon with everything mostly closed, right? Well, we found this little kid. So I'm sitting there going, instead of being pulled into the situation in a negative way and saying, you know, what the hell are we going to do? And start thinking in the negative of, this is disastrous. I didn't do that. I said, no, 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 no. There has to be an easier way. I kept on saying this. And I said, let's go down to the carryout, see if the carryout's open, you know, and see if we can talk to somebody. Maybe we can find somebody who might be open. It's a small town, right? You never know, right? So we went down there. We're sitting there talking and stuff. Well, this old man walked in. And we're sitting there talking. He goes, he kind of walks up and he goes, what size tire is it? And I was like, that's a good question. What size tire is it? So I told him, all of a sudden, it's kind of funny, a vision popped in my head. I said, I think it's this, this, and this, and this is the size tire. He goes, I might have that size tire in my garage. Okay, so he walks off to go get the tire. I'm thinking, okay, I don't want to feed in anything negative, so I'm not going to sit there and say anything and say, well, now we got to get a rim, and then we got to find a way of putting the thing on the freaking car, right? And I said, no. Just to sit here and socialize with these fine people and talk about it and do that kind of thing. And then we'll wait for the guy to come back and then we'll go from there. Maybe he'll know somebody who has a spare or a rim, right? So 20 minutes later, this guy comes. So I'm sitting there going, there has to be an easier way. There has to be an easier way. This guy comes back and looks me in the face and says, you're ready to go. I said, what do you mean I'm ready to go? He said, I actually found a tire in my freaking garage, in my barn, with a rim. It doesn't have, it's got air in it. You probably have to put more air in it, which you can go over here and do over this air pump over here. But you're ready to go. And I said, well, how much do I owe you? And I only had $20. And this is what I thought in my mind. Say $20. The guy goes, $20 should cover it. So don't think that your intention can't change an outcome in minutes, in seconds. Okay? Just keep that focus and that perception and that thinking very positive, and every second of your life can be a miracle. Because we got in that car, I went and put some air in that tire, and I'm sitting there going, and my girlfriend looks at me, she goes, ever since I've been with you, it's a miracle every freaking day. So it's like,
wow,
my life is. So it's like looking out there at everybody else. You want to experience this kind of stuff? You can experience this on your own life just by doing those things. Instead of going, it's a simple thing to manifest. What you do is you say it, you let it go, you detach from it, you allow yourself to believe it does exist, because realistically, if you can conceive the thought, it does exist. It's just you just have to allow yourself to let God and the angels bring it into physical form. Okay, so therefore, focus on the outcome of what you want your life to be. Don't focus on the obstacles. If you focus on the outcome, and really be determined what that means. So, because when that situation I just unfolded, I was sitting there thinking, I saw the van, I saw a tire, and I didn't really focus on the tire. I just saw us driving down the road. That's the objective. That's the outcome. Not the idea of putting the tire on, not the idea of even having a tire, not even finding a tire. My outcome, realistically, was to be driving home. And in 20 minutes, guess what? We were driving home.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, when you sort of look at the situation, if we just focus on the outcome, the universe takes care of the obstacles and gives us the guidance how to either go through it, over it, under it, or to avoid it altogether. Because we're looking for what? Solution. And with the situation you got going on, too, is the idea of success is what you got going on. If you can actually take this situation and basically create a vision for it, for vision and for intentions and direction, just slap stuff on there that goes along with the positive outcome of what you want to do, and you leave it, and it's actually on the wall. You just leave it there. If you have anything else that comes to you that you want to put on the board to actually focus on your success, and you put it on there, and then you go about your life. Your focus is already there. Your intention is already put out there. The universe sees it firsthand. And every morning when you get up, you see it too. And then you go out and live your life. Live your life. I mean, I've learned, that's the one thing I heard about. I think I've had a hard thing to do too, is to realize the more we just live our lives and detach and let those go, they have a tendency to take care of themselves. Right?
Right.
You write this down?
Thank you. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Okay, I'm just saying, you write this down?
Oh, yeah, I am. Thank you.
I'm just saying, with the situation, you know how it goes, James. If you didn't catch it the first time, go back in the archives and get that information and stuff. And just sit there and, like I said before, focus boards are a focus on success. Seriously, think about this, James. Have you ever had anybody who basically created a focus board for failure? they did, right. I would get the hell away from these people.
Okay.
No. I'm agreeing with you. That's true. It's true.
Hey, if you walk in someone's house, I got a focus board here on failure. I'll see you later. I got to go. I don't want to talk to you ever again.
You're definitely one of the clutters. I've got to get rid of.
So I'm just saying. See what they are. People have a tendency to go, this person's mean to me. This person hurt me. No, they didn't. They were just being who they are. You got to ask your question. Do you want to continue to be in that situation and be in their lives? And vice versa for them to be in your life. Because it's all a choice. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate this. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. And thank you. And
you,
James, get a chance to sit down and do a private session. Love to sit down and work with you. Okay, man?
Thank you. Okay.
All right. You have a great night. And keep in touch. Okay?
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go into our next caller. Oops, we missed that one. All right. Let's go into our next caller.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. How you doing, man? I've never talked to a dog before. First time
hey.
For everything.
Hello. You're cutting out on me just a little bit. I don't know if it might be me or you. I'm not sure. I've been kind of having trouble all day with my computer, with my Skype.
Okay.
Oh, now I'm hearing you. I talked to you the other night, and you know, it was just about some different things, and I didn't really actually get a just kind of a general reading about things, and it was just kind of where I was wanting to go and see what you thought. If it would that be okay to try to do?
A general reading?
Yeah, I mean, where you maybe pull a card or two for me and see what you see as far as future.
All right, no problem.
I know that's a general statement. I mean, I know, you know, you have people ask you all kinds of crazy questions and stuff. But, you know, for me, to be honest with you, man, I don't really have – I mean, I have some things I'm focusing on as far as my health.
Uh-huh.
Because of some injuries that I've had and things like that you know, kind of make me homebound and things like that. You know, just wanting to make a better life for myself and for my wife and try to help her as much as I can. And such as, you know, what I try to do today and working around the house and actually with my mom and dad, and they're 75 and 73, God bless them. And they came up and helped out and stuff like that. But I mean, as far as just general, you know, future, is everything going to, you know, be okay? And you know, what you might see coming up for me?
A lot of things.
No, I love that.
Yeah, it's like going to the situation going. It's like everybody. It's like amazing when I see people ask the question. They don't see nothing, and I'm like that kind of like worries me. The people go and they'll go, okay, what's up? And I don't know.
I mean, that defeat the purpose of even asking a question if there's not anything clicking, or there's not a light bulb there, you know, already, or you know, inside the person's head, so to speak.
Yeah, cause I was sitting there looking at the situation. It shows you're a person who is into justice and fairness. Agree.
Yeah. Sorry about the dogs in the background. I apologize.
Don't apologize. I actually talk. I'm not Dr. Doolittle or nothing, but I've actually talked to animals before. So.
Have you really?
Yeah, so it's one of those things.
How did it work out? Is it comfortable than that?
I was actually doing a reading the other day. I was at my friend's shop, and there was readings and stuff. And this lady sitting there. She's sitting with her big black lab. I looked over. I said, "So how are you doing today?" "Oh, really? That sounds really good." And kind of suddenly she goes, "You talking to me?" I said, "No, I'm talking to your dog. I'm sorry, but I'll get you."
What kind of reaction did she have to you?
She was actually at a psychic shop, so she was like looking at me, going, "Oh, okay."
Okay, she understood. Yeah. Okay.
I've had, you know, like I look at dogs, like when the dog, when you're walking by a road, and a dog comes barking at you.
Yes.
All they're doing is, they're scared to death of you, and they're barking at you to go away. Go away. Don't cross the fence. Please don't cross the fence.
Right.
Because I look like a failure in front of my owner.
I'll let you come close. Yeah, exactly. I see where you're going with that. You're exactly right. You know, I've got two St. Bernards, Great Pyrenees, German Shepherd, a Siberian Husky Wolf mix, and then three poodles.
Well, so, the poodles. The poodles actually see spirits.
Yeah, they're I mean, obviously known to be one of the smartest breeds in the world, and you know, along with, you know, all the other dogs that I have are very, very, very intelligent and very protective, you know. And so, you know, you kind of hit on a point where that hits with me straight up. I mean, really, to be honest with you, I love my dogs. We don't have children yet, and we're you know, hopefully that will happen. I mean, I feel good that that's going to happen with us. My wife and I, and but you know, until then, our dogs are our children.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh, you're getting close to actually having kids.
Yeah, I hope so. And you know, about that right age, you know, to where you know, you can handle it and not be, you know, quote unquote immature, you know, about it.
I think it's more about maturity anyway. It's not about your age. I'm just saying, I feel like the closer you get to 37, the more you get more your intentions.
Right.
What you really want.
What's the number 37, if you don't mind me asking?
No, 37 is like a 10. It's a 1. It's like focusing on the 1.
Okay.
And the idea of focusing on you and how you feel at that moment. And when I say focus on the 1, it's not a selfish thing. It's just the idea of clarification, exactly what you want to do with your life. I also see you guys having 2 boys. And before anybody says anything, okay, no twins. No twins.
Okay.
Everybody,
was trying to ask because, you know, a simple fact of just, well, that being a great possibility.
I always tell people one thing. I want you to take your faith and your intentions and take it one step further to know.
Yeah.
I was talking to the last thing. Lady, most people think like darts and horseshoes. How do those people actually win at those things since they're so difficult to actually direct where they're going to go? Realizing this is a prime example of how people use their intentions to actually get the outcome they want.
Beautiful. That's a great way of saying that.
Because we know for a fact people win at these games.
Oh, yeah, because, with tons and tons of practice, of course, but a lot of it is, you know, the intention of getting that dart in the middle of the cork board, right?
Exactly. And then with the focus boards, like I said before, those are nothing but things that actually help us focus on success or what we're trying to attain. So what you do is you get everything that's positive and happy on that board that you want to come out with that situation. I don't care what it is, relationships, careers, jobs, situations that you're in. Like, you know, I saw one guy do that with his work. He didn't want to quit his job. So he started focusing on his intentions, what kind of environment he would like to have. And it's amazing how certain people got transferred out and the other people just left him alone.
Oh, wow.
So his environment got better. And then when we go home, people used to tease him about a lot of things. When he was also trying to be a comedian, and he was always getting heckled and stuff. And when he changed his attitude and changed his perceptions to success of being a successful comedian, being a success at creating his environment, and then his life started reflecting such that too.
Right. And that's so true in so many different parts of our lives and growing up and as we mentioned before, you know, being more mature, approaching that age of 37, as you said, which I will definitely study into a little bit more after the show, you know, and try to understand exactly where, you know, exactly a little bit more about what that means.
I'm just saying, first of all, can you tell me what your name is, too?
It's Bear Hogan or Barry. Barry Hogan.
Barry.
Okay. Yeah, and I did talk to you. I don't know if you remember.
I remember you. I remember you very
quickly. I mean, well, we just discussed a few things, and it was after some, you know, some craziness happened or whatever, and then we talked a little bit, but I never really got a full-on fledged, honest feedback from you or reading from you, you know.
Fair.
is where it went. It kind of really ended up in just kind of chaos. You know.
Right.
But it's kind of why I thought I would call back and at least try to get your full-fledged reading on it, as long as you thought you wanted to spend on me. You know, as long as the amount of time you wanted to spend, you know, work with me
like
a little bit.
Just saying, the first card I pulled after, I pulled out five cards for you, and the five cards was like the eight. This is the eight. The eight is justice, okay, and this is justice card. This
okay.
is card eight. I look at, see, we had these situations of actually realizing that success and fairness could be a continuous eight in your life, which is infinity. It also talks about Archangel Regal, so I would actually really get some information about Archangel Regal. I worked with him. If you want the spelling on that, I can give that to you, too.
Well, yeah. That's something that actually other people have brought up to me on quite a few occasions. So I'm getting more and more familiar with that. But I would love that anyway. I mean, you can go. Yeah, that would be wonderful to go ahead and put that up there for me too. I mean, the more reminders, the better for me.
Are you in chat?
Especially after a head injury. Yeah, I'm Bear Hogan on there.
Oh, that's you.
Okay, no, I consider for that in the chat right now.
Oh yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm not a quick type. Okay.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. The only reason why I am is because of the amount of time over since I got out of the service. I've had a good 3 years to spend kind of with a lot of time on my hands and been able to quicken my typing skills. Not that they're perfect by any means, but they've gotten faster, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As a, my wife is a teacher, and so a lot of times where she's gone a good amount of the day, and I'm trying, I'm finding myself trying to figure out where I need to be, and that's one thing that I remember discussing with you a little bit about doing my own show.
Right, but it says here this is a card is a good one because it talks about justice, but it also says fair and just decisions. Do what you know is right. And
mm-hmm.
it also says stand up for your beliefs. When you put those all together, it's just the idea of fairness. Fair and just in your life is the idea of following through with what you know is right. And
okay.
also listening to you for verbatim, everything you do. We were talking about this before, too, where it was like the ideal guy had a chance to take – a guy had a chance to have all his wants, needs, and desires and his goals all hit. But instead of going and following through with his intentions and what he thought he should do, which also had to do with relocating his family from the East Coast to the West Coast,
uh-huh.
he decided that he didn't think it was fair to put his family through that, okay?
All right.
To go travel to the other side of the country and start a new life, not realizing all he was doing was condemning them to more of what they were going through already. And the idea of a little bit of misery of traveling across the country for about 3 days was actually going to change things drastically for the rest of his life in a very positive way. Now you see how people make excuses and don't listen to themselves.
Yeah, and then they regret not doing what they were kind of being called to do within themselves, right?
Exactly. And then we have the next card, which is Archangel Michael, the Emperor. So it's basically telling you. And with the Emperor card, it's the idea of organization and logic, structure and discipline, leadership. Take it. Do what you got to do. Make the decisions.
Okay.
Go follow it through. But see, the process of making decisions for yourself. I got this other one, too, where people will sit here talking about the situation and saying, what's going to affect people?
Uh-huh.
Of course it's going to affect people. But if you know for a fact that this is something you've got to follow through with, it's going to affect people thinking initially on the surface what you see. But it's definitely going to be a positive outcome. That's it.
Right.
Wow.
That's
the competition, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, in a sense, I mean, it really depends on the way you look at it and the way I'm perceiving it and what you're bringing to me through the cards and through your spirit. It can be confusing, but it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Drive you crazy, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're going back and forth with it if I try to make it too complicated for myself.
Right.
Yeah, I drive myself crazy, absolutely. Drive anybody batty. You know,
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out, okay, well, what did he mean by that? Well, what do I do? What do I do? Well, do I do this?
What do you
do? That? Well, you know, and that's a big thing. You know, and that's a big thing where I've been told by, you know, a ton of people, okay, Bear, you need to be doing this. Okay, Bear, you need to be doing that. You've got so much free time on your hands. You know, I've got a couple of authors been telling me I need to write a book. You know, and that, I think that's just because they're authors themselves. You know, I don't know if I'm the book writing type, and I think I mentioned that to you the other night too.
Yeah.
I think that was last night. I can't remember. I don't know. I've had a seizure since then. I'm epileptic because I had injury. So
right.
A lot of times when I have seizures, you know, it kind of hits a restart button for me. So a lot of times I don't really remember a conversation's complete. But at any rate, you know, not trying to play the woe is me card, but by any means. But you know, I do remember talking to you about that a little bit. What you're saying is making a lot of sense. And the cards are hitting right on, most definitely, because I've been thinking about a lot of that lately.
Yeah.
Especially with the amount of time that I have on my hands.
How about the third card? The third card is talking about an illusion of being trapped. A lack of self-confidence. Afraid to take action.
Yeah.
And then we have the Two of Fire, which is the Two of Wands, but it actually says in the same situation of these realizations, it also shows that you're coming into your own. And it just keeps saying continue to move forward. And then with the fifth card, which is the King of Wands,
okay,
he talks about focus, communicate with vision, and be a leader. Advice for someone, it's like taking advice from someone creative. You know, so I'm sitting there going, okay, I've told you your message. Anyway, it's just the ideal of looking at the situations when we look at the cards and you're like, okay, there's this person telling me this stuff. Could this be the person that's giving me the advice? More likely, yes. And it's the ideal when you look at the cards are coming across resonating with you. And then the last card basically says the ideal of taking advice from somebody who's creative, which I do. I try to be as creative as possible in the process of giving you information and getting as deep. Because it's amazing how when you sit here and try to get as deep as possible with all these subjects, it's the idea of how descriptive you can be to help people realize how descriptive their lives are, really. They're not one-dimensional. They're three-dimensional. No matter what kind of things are going on with you. I'm also getting the message that with the epileptic and all that kind of stuff going on, it's the idea that, a lot of times people have a tendency to heal their bodies. They forget the one thing. The organs.
Everything else, right?
And then they're focusing on everything else, and they forget to say, well, I have this headache. And they don't think about, okay, you just healed your whole body, but you don't take the steps to heal your headache. And they go, well, the headache's caused because I just did a great healing. Then heal your brain, too. I was like, okay, did you miss that one? It's like focusing on your brain and seeing like a spot in your – this is the way it comes to me anyway. It's almost like a spot.
Yeah.
Where you will sit there and take it, a visualization of going inside your brain, going to a certain point where you would sit there and say, this is what causes the seizures. It's like imagine yourself taking a laser and getting rid of it.
Right. And I've tried that, you know, as far as, you know, especially within meditation and trying to ground myself, you know, I've tried to picture that. And, you know, so far it's, you know, not exactly worked out the best, but...
it's one of those things, you know, sometimes with healings and stuff, it's the idea of finding the hands-on-hands and the glitch and that kind of stuff that goes along
with
it. I had a guy who was actually trying to heal. He was actually trying to heal his sinuses. In the process of healing his sinuses, he actually healed his eyes, and his vision got better by 40%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was one of those things, the body will sit there and take the energy. It's like we're trying to force things sometimes. Sometimes it's just the idea of taking more energy into ourselves and then allow your body to regulate it and let it take it where it's got to go. Because sometimes the body feels there's other... It's like when we go into a coma.
Now I know.
A coma is basically shutting down your body in favor of healing a certain part of your body. And then when that part of the body's healed, then... it goes on to the next part until the body's completely healed.
Right.
So it's the ideal of focusing on the situation, not just consciously, but also subconsciously, where it's like a feeling that there's a subconscious thought that works against you and the ideal of being successful in your healings.
Right. Right. And do you, in you, in your opinion, or you know, what you pulled for me, and what you feel, do you think that that, do you feel that that is a possibility for me? Do you think, I mean, that my body is in capability or capable of healing itself? And eventually I will get over this, you know, the seizures, and, you know, I have unfortunately two different kinds. And,
right.
You know, the one kind is obviously more drastic than the other. But the one kind actually affects my eyesight as well. So I can kind of relate to the guy that you were talking about that held himself, you know, within 40% of range of his sight. But you know,
yeah.
When I was talking to my optometrician, I can never say that right. Optometrician,
right.
Whatever, eye doctor, whatever the heck. You know,
I don't know.
Well, you know, basically what he said was, you know, because of your seizures, you have optical nerve damage and, you know, blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the reason why you're having trouble seeing. And that's why I'm sitting here looking at a 37 inch monitor on a Mac Mini instead of a laptop.
Right.
So I can see the words better, and you know, and I can you know, if I do kind of get a little worry or whatever, then I can see it. You know, so I've adjusted things technically and in other ways, you know, where I can adjust that issue. And
was you also talking about in chat that you said that your wife was trying to figure out why you even called the show in the first place?
Yeah, very skeptical.
Right.
And so what do you think about a good way to explain why I do this? Or should I even, I mean, should that even be...
Well, that's the idea. We don't have to. We really don't have to explain or justify ourselves for who we are.
Okay.
The idea of learning in this marriage to also accept each other. Okay,
mm-hmm.
she is who she is, and it seems like you have a tendency to accept her more than she accepts you.
I believe so.
You know, you look at the situation, if she's like wanting to be treated with respect, at the same time, she doesn't realize in the process of not accepting somebody for who they are and their opinions and stuff go along with that, it's a lack of respect. So it has a tendency to reflect back. So it's actually a lack of respect within herself that she doesn't take the notions to actually look at these situations.
Right.
Because it's like people sitting around, like we said the other day, it was like funny people saying, you can't be successful doing psychic work. Really? How about Sylvia Brown?
Yeah.
And how about John Edwards?
You know, I would love to be able to do that myself. But, I'm so sorry. Hold on a second. Hey, where are you guys going? I guess they thought they saw me so into the program with you that they didn't even. My wife decided to leave with her mom with my mother in law and didn't even tell me where the heck they were leaving, where they were going to. So
ask yourself how much is going to change your perception of her if you knew where she was going.
Well, I know is that she's with her mother in law and I love her to death. I mean, she's been a blessing to me and having her and my wife around, especially,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the you know, different days where I'm alone all day, all, you know, from say 6:45 in the morning to sometimes 5 in the afternoon by myself, and I do have a seizure or two or whatever the case may be,
right.
You know, I always call on my mother in law who lives 2 miles down the road. You know, we live up in the middle of the mountain.
Well, they just left.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
We live right on the Trail of Tears in Tennessee and in the Cumberland Mountains, about 50 miles northwest of Chattanooga. So, you know, I mean, she's my nearest neighbor.
Gotcha.
Well, so, you know, it's one of those things where, okay, yeah, I have support all over the place. My parents, you know, live 20 minutes down the mountain and into the valley, a little bit closer to Chattanooga or whatnot. And, you know, so I have support all over the place. But do I, you know, my ultimate goal, and I guess maybe you agree, maybe you won't, I don't know, but I'll just throw this out there. My ultimate goal is to be at peace with myself and
mm-hmm.
regardless of who I have around me, you know,
right.
whether I have the support around me or not. I want to be in one with myself, at peace with myself, and I know that sounds cliche, but...
Mm-hmm.
to say it that way or whatever. That's that old cliche, you know, I want to be, you know, the radio, you know, Star Wars thing. I want to be at one with myself or whatever, you know, or whatever, whatever, you know. But
right.
The thing is that ultimately I want to be able to use, because of the head injury, I want to be able to use the gift of being able to receive a little bit of energy here and there like you do. You know, and it will, you know, with your situation, not necessarily because of an injury, but because you have that gift. And that's something, honestly, I'm very envious of. And I told you I would lock onto your show, and here I am. You know,
right.
I need all the help I can get as far as, you know, and that's why, you know, I wanted to see if I could get a full reading from you as far as the cards. Now, you know, the little shows that I've done here and there,
uh-huh.
regardless of how relevant they are to anyone, and I've gotten some good acknowledgments and some affirmations as ever, and that's fantastic. Yay for me. But am I really doing it for that, or should I be doing it for myself ultimately, or, you know, the feeling of wanting to help other people because I feel like I can read into their energy a lot of times and help them out with whatever question they ask me without any cards, no offense, but, you know, I haven't been on that route yet. I don't know that much about tarot and haven't picked up a deck of cards and really studied on them and gotten dig down deep with it and figure out, okay, well, this could probably help me with readings if I am going to do it that, do readings, then, you know, is that something I need to do? You know, there's so many different freaking questions I have because this is something I just started back in July.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I was telling you last night, you know, it's something that I don't want to do for the wrong freaking reasons.
Right, you do it for yourself.
Yeah, and so that the question is answered right there.
I'm just saying, every time you do a reading, every time I do a reading, it's not just a reading about the person.
Yes.
It also seems to affect everyone.
Yeah. I mean, and even people in the chat room or whatever. You know, and let me ask you this. What do you think about people, you know, just slashing you, you know, and saying, oh, well, you know, this guy, you know, I listened into him a couple times and he's just telling people what he want, what they want to hear, or he's just been being too nice. And, you know, even though he's not, it doesn't seem to me like he's really connecting with this person. He's sitting there and talking to him for 45 minutes anyway. You know,
what I do is I look at the situation like this, which I should have proceeded in a different way last time, too, and just saying, you know something? I must be doing something right, because you're taking it offensive because it's pointing something out about yourself that you're not ready to look at yet.
Yeah, which, and that's why I called you when I did, because you had that person say what they said. And then all of a sudden, this morning, I got an email or a Facebook, whatever you call it, instant message or whatever, saying, hey, you know, I was listening to this other show the other night and they were just completely slamming you. And I'm going, what? What the heck did I do to them?
What you did was you reflected something back about them they wasn't too happy with, so it's all about them.
Well, it reflects back to them.
Yeah, you see people who have a tendency to get offensive, get pissed off at you, and that kind of stuff, because what you're doing?
Yeah.
I think in some sense they wish they were doing it too. It's a jealousy thing.
Okay.
But jealousy is a reflection of who they really are, that they're not happy with themselves. So therefore they're trying to knock you down to their level.
Okay.
And I said, I just look at people and go, you know something? I'm not going there, so could you please leave? Because realistically, you know, I tell people like this. I pay a fee for this show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm learning that I'm eventually going to have to myself, because I want to do.
I cannot do a 30-minute show.
Yeah, I don't want to do a 30-minute show. That doesn't even, you know,
I've done a 30-minute show. I done a 30-minute show where it was like, I did 30. I sit here and told him who I was, how you could call me for a private reading, say hello, did two readings, and we were done. I said, no, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I gotta have more time. I've actually done 3-hour shows and
right.
still ran out of time. So
and still yeah, and still going, right?
But see, one thing about the other thing I like, the more you pay for a show, like
yeah.
if you take it from getting 2 hours or 3 hours or do a pro show, I've actually been able to, like, say if you get a pro show where it's like Premium Plus, which is like $100 a month, right?
Yeah.
You can actually be on the air for an additional about, I think it's 45 minutes after the show's over with. You can still be on the show.
The archives?
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is if you have people in your queue and you want to answer all those questions,
okay.
Yeah, you just tell people, said, yeah, the show just ended. We're not air on the air anymore, but we're still taping.
Right.
So if you still want to get your questions answered, then we'll stay a little bit longer and we'll answer the questions for you.
Oh, okay. So it gives people more time and yourself more time. I got
and,
you. Gotcha.
And plus your 30-minute shows.
Yeah.
I think you can go over about 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then it shuts you off all of a sudden.
Yeah, you'll be sitting there talking to somebody and say, thank you for using
Oh, yeah, you hear that. Yeah, exactly. You hear the European accent or the British accent or whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah,
so
exactly.
The thing I was saying before is the ideal is you do it for yourself, because the more you do it for yourself, the more you're able to help other people, too, by what you've gone through, going through, and actually to listen. Because, I mean, realistically, when you open up to hearing the messages yourself and doing the readings, that's what most people can be phenomenal at cards, is the ideal. It's not the cards. They're opening up to the messages and that kind of thing that comes through. And the cards are like a hammer. It just sometimes makes it easier for people. And plus, people like visuals to see things for what they are instead of what you're just saying. And
right.
I've actually done readings before where I use the cards, and I usually get the message, and I give them the message, and then
right.
then we'll lay the cards out. As we're laying the cards out, the cards will actually back up what I just said.
Oh, beautiful. And I bet that was a great feeling.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or maybe like a holy crap feeling.
Well, the one was a freaky situation, because I come and tell the lady, she's a writer, you need to write a book. And she's like, no. And then as soon as the creative writing card came out, she's like, okay, maybe I should think about this. Then she opened her mind to the situation, where you sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, good. It was good to have the backup of the cards, the backup of what I was already saying. But you sit there and look, but if you look at the situation, the talents and the gifts are within you.
Right. Can I ask you this? Do you honestly believe that now, from, I don't know if you've talked to other people that have had, you know, head traumas and things like that and near death, well, and actually I call them death experiences because I guess, well, near death, I guess.
Yeah, I talk to myself every day. I had a drowning accident.
Okay.
When I was working for the carnival, I got my head busted open.
Oh, wow.
To the point, I was actually at a restaurant, and I was sitting there talking to people, and they're going, your head looks really bad, and you should go to the hospital. And I'm
right.
sitting there going, I am feeling kind of dizzy and kind of weird. So I went to the hospital, and then I had a concussion, and they said that the thing I had hit had actually sliced into my head. And then I remember being in an accident with my brother. We were actually scaring fish in a big tunnel. We were throwing rocks into this tunnel, scaring fish into a net on the other end.
Huh?
And he picked up this big piece of concrete and just winged it and didn't look where he was doing. He just turned around and whacked it, and he whacked me in the side of the head, which not
oh.
me. So I've actually had 3 or 4 accidents. I've actually been kind of puzzled with a lot of things I've gone through.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing I can think of is the process of determination. And I told myself, I don't think anything can really hurt me. And ever since I've had that perception of immortality, it seems like get through these situations, because most people say you have had all these head injuries. It's amazing you don't have any kind of other traumas that go with it. And I said, that's because I won't allow myself. Here's another thing people didn't know either. They sit there and say, okay, this is what it is. They found people who had lesions after they died. They found people had lesions on their brains where they should have had Alzheimer's, but they didn't.
Because the lesion was there blocking that?
The lesions were there, the evidence was there physically. They said they should have had Alzheimer's, but when they were alive, they didn't.
Holy crap.
Because they focused on what they wanted their bodies to be, what they wanted to be, and their perception and intention was that strong to realize how powerful you really are. They changed the outcome of the situation.
Oh,
they,
wow.
Well, they didn't let the body affect how their lives are. It's like,
okay,
like I was telling the lady before. I said it's like walking outside and finding a scratch on the side of your Mustang and saying my Mustang is ruined.
Oh,
when you can simply take it down to the body shop, have it done, and it looks brand new again.
Oh yeah, within I mean, if the person's not busy, within like 10 minutes, you know, your car is fixed.
Exactly. But see, the person takes their intention and goes gets the car fixed. The other person who sits there and says, my car is ruined, their intentions is on ruined.
Right, and then they don't want to drive it around because they feel like everybody's going to look at that little bitty scratch on the side of the freaking door.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, see, I'm digging where you're going with this. I appreciate you letting me, by the way, I wanted to just formally say I appreciate you letting me on the air again. Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
When can you get my bill? No, just kidding. But
let me ask you a question real quick. Do you wear Do you wear a bandana on your head?
I don't. Normally, I wear a lot. I definitely wear a lot of hats. It's not only to cover up scars that were from shrapnel. But the head injury as well. But I have, some shrapnel in a lot of places on my body, through different explosions and things like that. But, mainly I've always been a hat wearer, something on my head, like a toboggan, as we call it here in Tennessee. I know that's really a sled, but it's, what I guess other people would call it a skull cap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There we go. Skull cap.
I call it a toboggan.
Oh, you do? You really?
Yeah.
You're one of the few people, man, that I have talked to that actually does call that the same thing. And everybody else looks at me like I'm freaking crazy because I call it a toboggan. They're like, no, that's a freaking sled, you dumb, blah, 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 bleep.
Procession. It's like the ideal. I saw a guy who took, how people cut their pants off and make shorts out of them?
Yeah.
And they take that piece of cloth and they throw it away.
Oh, God, that's so horrible, too, when... I mean, unless you're just wearing it around the house. But I just know it looks
That's true, too. I'm just saying, I saw a guy take that piece. I saw a guy take that cloth that we cut off when we make our pants short.
Yeah.
He made these funky-looking hats out of it and actually created $1 million business. Because his perception was different. No. His perception was different. He saw something in those things and created it and also created a business out of it. Now, this one person said, well, what if he doesn't sell anymore after the first year? The dude just made $1 million. You think he really cares?
Well, yeah. I mean, just as long as he invests his money and doesn't just completely blow it within 6 months.
That's true, too.
We'll do.
But look at the perception. One person can see is loss. So they keep manifesting the same things. So they can't understand it. So they always look at everybody else's life the same way. Okay? So if we sit here and if we allowed ourselves to go through his perception, we'd probably have a year of success and a year of failure. Okay,
yeah.
The other guy looks at the situation like you said. Yeah, he takes the money. The business doesn't kick off, or he starts selling the house, or the fad goes away. He takes the money, he invests it in another one, because now he has the money to do such. But I think it's one of those things to me, from a thought and his intentions, he created those opportunities.
Absolutely.
Not for the money. The money was just a tool to keep going.
Now, I mean, I'm glad you went forward with that idea. Do you consider that more of like a free will kind of thing, or is that, do you think, was the guy's like intuition or spirit talking to him and said, hey, this is what I need to do? Or, I mean,
there's a thing called claircognizances.
Okay. I've heard of that. Yeah. Can you put that in layman's terms for me, or were you about to do that?
That's a feeling. What that is when we get, when we're inspired with thoughts and ideals.
Okay. Something that makes a hair stand up on your arms when you think about it.
And then you go, I got to do something with this. And then when you do.
Yeah. Okay, see, man, I got to tell you, that is what I get. That's the feeling I get when I think about, okay, what do I do with this intuitiveness that I have, because since it's kind of been an awakening for me since this injury or whatnot, and I hate to keep going back to that, man, but it's been such a huge dramatic part of my life 3 years ago when this happened, and you know, I've got to, when I start thinking about what I need to do with it, even though I don't really have the answer yet, maybe, or I haven't realized the answer, or been presented the answer right in front of me to where I know, okay, yes, this is what I need to do with this. I still get the hair standing up on my arms because I get that motivation going, like you said. I get that energy that, what is it that I need to do? And that's why I love, your honesty and your the way you do your show.
People get crazy too. They'll come on the show. They'll say something, and I'm just like, well, good for you. That's great. You know, that's your perception. That's what it's going to be. But does that mean I'm going to change anything anytime soon? No.
You still do it the same way, and I love that about you, man. I really do. I love that about your show. I love the way you do your format, and I kind of wanted. I don't want to mock you by any means because that's disrespectful, I think, to me.
If you want to imitate me, I call that a very strong form of flattery.
I would love to be able to kind of do things the way you do them, if I can put it that way, without being so strong, you know.
No, you're fine.
Well, you know, I mean
if you're going to inspire people. If you're going to inspire people to do certain things, I mean.
You're honestly doing that with me because if I'm going to do a show to where I'm either going to pull cards and I'm going to learn about them first, of course. I'm not just going to dive headfirst into tarot cards and not know what the hell I'm talking about. Excuse my language. But, I want to learn about them first before I start using them.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on for 1 minute, okay? Hold on for 1 minute.
Sure.
Okay. I teach people how to read tarot cards, and this is what I tell them. The very first thing I tell people, take the book and throw it away.
Yeah, that's okay. I had a feeling that any kind of instructional manual that we're going to tarot cards is going to be
those are people's. Those are basically people's perceptions on how they perceive tarot cards. Okay. Tarot cards. You've probably seen this before. It would be confusing to some people when you sit down and do a reading for somebody. The king of hearts or the king of cups might not represent the same thing for each person. One person might just be a water sign. That's coming in your life. It could also represent the ideal of a person's personality traits too, as well, of that king on the other side of taking leadership in their life. So it takes on different parameters with each person, and the more that you can take a reading and make it more individual to the person that's standing in front of you, not in the masses, the more successful you'll be.
Oh, that's awesome. I do agree with you, and I kind of had the same thoughts about when I do actually go and try to go into the store in Chattanooga or Nashville or wherever I have to go, and go into, say, a Barnes & Nobles or a Books A Million or whatever, and gravitate towards a deck of cards that I think is for me, I'm going to take that manual and throw it away because you're right. It is that corporation that made that deck of cards. Or business that made that deck of cards, that's their perception of what it is. So then should I get that? Okay, this is something I'm very serious about, very seriously thinking about doing and adding it into the program once I can do a show longer than 30 minutes, of course, like we talked about. Once I get those points,
excuse me,
do you possibly be willing to help me out a little bit with understanding some of those?
No problem.
Awesome, dude. Awesome. I'll get on there and just like it's a paid reading, I don't mind at all. I've got the even though I'm just making I get my VA money, I get my disability money. My wife's a teacher. You know, we've got the funds to do it. You know, to do little fun things like that, and to put. You know, I always do it on a little prepaid card from Walmart or whatever. You know, where you can just throw money on there, and it's just like giving
a regular card
or whatever. And it's not that there's a trust issue there, but my wife has been burnt before. And it's funny because she actually had her debit card stolen, the number stolen, and two tickets and we had just gotten married, and she knew everything about the ex-military background, blah blah blah, and it happened to be two people that bought tickets to freaking Pakistan.
Wow.
they caught the guys before they even got on the plane and got them.
Oh, I understand, Barry. I got to sit there and tell everybody thank you for coming to the show because we're actually winding down to the last 60 seconds of the show.
I didn't mean to take all your show, brother. I apologize.
Oh, no. You're more than welcome to come on anytime. I just want to sit there and tell everybody thank you, everybody who called in. Thanks for all the listeners out there. Also, thanks for everybody who donates to the show. Please donate to the show. Give us a hand and give the ideal helping us. Also, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given. And I guarantee you, with every reflection you see from every person, you'll see yourself, and therefore you'll know for exactly that you love God because God loves you, and it's a vice versa circle thing. So when you love God, when you love God, you love yourself. When you love yourself, you love God. So therefore, you guys have a fantastic night, and join us tomorrow at 6 p.m., and we'll be here back here again. But I got to scoot and got to go because I got some other obligations to do. But thank you, Barry, and we'll see you guys later.
Man, I appreciate tonight.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, have a good one. You.